And I want to welcome you all today, our family, friends, our visitors, those that are here on the weekend as we come to this great solemnity of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ. A special welcome again to our first communicants, our first time you'll be able to see and receive Jesus' body and blood. So first, I mean, I told you to put your thinking hats on, right? And the girls at least, listen, you have little tiaras on, so that counts, I guess, right? You guys look great. Alrighty, what did you do to get ready for First Communion?
Yep.
That prayer, that's a great one. Good, you should all be praying. We were learning prayers, right? Throughout the time, what else? What else did we learn First Communion? Nothing? Maybe you won't be having First Communion. Just kidding. William, what's something you learned, William? First Communion. Here's an easy one. Where did you come every week?
Here.
Yeah, did you hear? Before Mass, we had some classes for you, some sessions. A big thank you to Lois Fogelberg and Jean Johnson, and now lately Sabrina Etienne for all your help with our kids. Thank you so much. And what did you learn about us? Yeah. What did you learn about? Jesus, yes. Whenever you're in church and the priest asks a question, answer Jesus. Right, here's something else. What happened a few months ago? A couple months ago, we had a special day on a Saturday morning. We did something very important. Remember what that was?
Memorial Day.
That was very important. Yep. Yeah, we went to confession. Now, who here, were any of you a little scared going to confession? Just raise your hand if you were. Yeah, a little scared. I just went the other day. I was a little nervous. How about the adults that went to confession? Were you scared? Adults? I'm so proud of you all for going. You know, confession is something we should always use to prepare our hearts for Jesus. It can be scary, it can be nerve-wracking. How did you feel afterwards, though? Feel pretty good, right?
I feel really good.
Yeah, really good. And parents, I think our parents do that way. You feel free. And it's not just because it's about a feeling, but when you go to confession, all your sins are forgiven. So good work, both our kids and our parents. Please, please, please keep coming to confession. It's for our good. It's for our joy and holiness. All right, now we come to First Communion. Now, what do we start with at Mass? Okay, there's a few things we eat, something we drink. What is that?
Wine.
Yep. The bread and the wine, okay? And this is the most basic belief of Catholics. I'll be doing some prayers up at the altar. Bread and wine changes into what? What does it change into? Yep. Nice topic. The body and blood of Christ. Does it look like bread and wine? Yeah. Does it taste like bread and wine? Yeah. It's not. It's Jesus' body and blood. That's what we're all about today. First Communion, receiving Jesus' body and blood. Now, I don't know if maybe it's some of our school kids I told. I like to run, right? That's why I left Deacon Fran in the dust on the way to church. I just sprinted right by him. I totally forgot. Sorry, Deacon. My bad. Something very important about running. I just went out yesterday for a long run. What do you think you have to do when you're running a long ways? What do you have to do? What do you think? Yeah,
bring water.
Bring water. Excellent. You have to bring things to get nourished, right? You have to drink water. You have to eat something. Because along the way, we get tired. Just like in life. We have to be nourished on the way of life because we get tired out. And it's so important for us every week or more to be nourished of Jesus' body and blood. Now, I want to offer a challenge. First to our parish, let's grow the daily Mass crowd that we have here. Right, we have a wonderful crowd every day. We have Mass Monday through Thursday during the week at 8:30 in the morning. And I consider that our heart and soul of our parish. Summer affords us opportunities, either of free time or vacation. Some of you are off work, kids are off of school. Consider coming to Mass during the week. Consider coming to be fed by Jesus' body and blood every day. Okay? Vice, let's raise that Mass crowd. It'd be awesome. And then for our kids and our families, you know what's as important as your First Communion? What's the only thing as important as your first communion? Grant, what do you think?
Jesus?
Jesus, yes. Excellent. Quick learner. The only thing as important, there's nothing else more important than your first communion today except for this. What do you think it is? Your second communion. Right? Your third communion, your 100th communion, your 500th communion. Okay, so for you and your families, please know you're always welcome. Again, every day, during school we have Mass on Wednesdays, Mondays and Thursdays throughout the year, and of course every Sunday. Know that you're welcome to be nourished by Jesus' body and blood. Alright? Congratulations, so proud of you all. What an honor to be here with you today. Let's stand as we profess our faith.